Hello, everybody. This is Ron Amatron from the Creation Lightship. And again, we're here to do more healings with everybody. So just stay tuned and sit back and relax. And we'll see if our co-host is out here in cyberspace. Sylvia, are you out there?
I'm here, and hello and welcome, everyone. It's Wednesday, and it's great to be here with all of you. So get ready for a wonderful hour of healing, and we'll have some announcements and some other things coming up in the hour, but I'll turn it over to Ron to get started with the healings for tonight.
Okay, so we'll first do some entity releases for everybody. So again, sit back and relax. Think of maybe a place in your body which may have problems. And the problems could be anything. It could be a physical pain. It could be maybe even an itch. You know, remember, entities come into us and can cause havoc with our bodies. So we're going to do some releasing now. And here we go. Going from the bottom of your feet up to the top of your head. And there we go. Doing some releasing here. And just sit back and relax. If you're new to the program, you may want to scroll down and get the light beam up. About an inch or so down on your scroll bar. And we'll activate her right now also. And you can watch her change as she becomes more integrated with the photo. You may see her eyes become brighter. Facial expressions may change a little bit. You might see more light coming off of her forehead, and the color rays may change around the photograph itself. So here we go. Energizing her now, releasing entities from everybody. And looking good to me. Working up above her waist right now. And that feels pretty good. We're going to bring more of you back into your body. So we count to 10 as we do this here. And again, your spirit knows how to come back into you. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. We'll do a chakra alignment. And we always go to the heart center first. And here we go. Moving that around for everyone. Throat chakra looks good. Third eye looks good. Power chakra, little difficulties there. There we go. Perfect. And second chakra. First chakra. Great. Okay, do an opening now. If you wish to have this done, they'll be open a little bit larger for you. So here we go. Heart chakra. Spin, 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 open. Throat chakra, spin, 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 open. And third eye, spin, 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 open. Power chakra, spin, 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 open. First chakra, spin, 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 open. Okay, we'll just double check here. So go down from the sixth chakra, spin open. Fifth chakra, spin open. Heart chakra, spin open. Third chakra, spin open. Second chakra, spin open. First chakra, spin open. Now we'll do the mind to heart drop. This will get you more heart centered. Your thoughts should come out of your heart center when this happens. That's how you know that you're there. So just think of an elevator. First floor is your heart. Tenth floor is your forehead, where your thoughts come from, between your ears. We'll drop this body down, which is your mental body. You could call it your ego self, your awakening consciousness, going into your heart center. Here we go, dropping down. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, now that's your heart center, we'll just put some music on for everybody. And again, make that connection. Talk to your own spirit and get your guidance. Sylvia. How are you doing out there?
Doing great. It feels wonderful to, you know, just be heart-centered and to have the chakras all going well and entities out. It's just wonderful. And maybe we could do one more thing before we go further, and that is to bring everyone into current time.
Okay, so here we go. People who are in the past, we're going to bring you into the present moment here. So here we go. We'll just count to 10. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Now you're in present moment. And those who are in the future, we're going to bring you back now. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And you probably felt a shift in consciousness, so that's what normally happens is you're in the moment now, your thoughts can go elsewhere, and when that happens, then you're not with full energy here in the present moment, which is what you need to do your manifestations. Okay, back to you, Sylvia.
Well, you know, a lot of times on this show, you've said the light only works in the now, and I thought it'd be wonderful if you could just talk about that a little bit and you know, tell us a little more about how that works.
Sure, yeah. The light only presents itself from moment to moment. The light imprints itself in time, and it imprints in each moment of time. So it does not imprint into the future. It only prints the energy into the current now. And everything is in the now. So it just sees the now as now, 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 now. So there's no future in this process. So you want to always bring yourself back into the now where all of your power is. Otherwise, it's spread out into a consciousness that would typically be the mass consciousness of the planet here, collective consciousness. And you know, you can't really work there effectively. You need to work in the now, where your spirit energy is connected to the divine. This is why you want to go into your heart center to do this connection process. So going outside of yourself into the other realms, going into the future, going into the past, is not going to be where the spiritual energy is. It only works in the present time, which is in the now. And that's how the light always has worked and always will work. So anything that's outside of that is just projection of thought, and that thought is there, and the dark side uses that thought a lot to that consciousness to take down your own consciousness, to dilute who you are. This is why you don't want to pray to anything outside of yourself, because when you're doing that, you're getting disconnected from your own spiritual energy. So always go inside of yourself to do that connection. And nothing outside of yourself really needs energy. The divine does not need energy from you since it created you. It's not as if you're out there, you know, doing work, having a job or whatever, trying to give the divine more energy. It doesn't work that way. Just start connecting the dots. So the divine does not need you to do anything for it. The earth spirit doesn't need you to give it any energy, because then you're giving it psychic attack energy, because it has its own divine energy. Much like you giving somebody else your energy, it won't work for them. The divine energy is unique to all creations, and everything is plugged into the divine. So everything is separate. There's no cording involved. So you don't want to project anything outside of yourself. And back to you, Sylvia.
So it sounds like what you're saying then is that the only way for us to really experience our own connection to the divine and have our, you know, our own divinity intact and to be able to use that for our creations is to actually be in the present, because if we're not in the present, then we're just somewhere in mind energy. We're just in kind of thoughts, because that's really all the past and the future is just a bunch of thought energy.
Yes, and it's, you know, our history is there, we'll say. You know, history of creations are, you know, in the past. And I'm sure there are plenty of dark side predictions of their own predetermined history that they want to have us follow that's in the future. That's your horoscope. That's the way the dark side controls us here through mind energy. But once you get into the present moment, then that energy falls away because it can't attract to you. It can't stick to you because you're not working in the future. When you start working in the future, then you're actually disconnecting yourself from your own spirit energy.
And that's never a good thing.
No, never a good thing, no.
So when a person hears, you know, maybe they hear about astrology for the first time, they find out, oh, you know, they're a Capricorn or they're this or that, and then they read, okay, well, this is how a Capricorn acts, or this is what's going to happen to you because of your life path based on your signs, then you start to kind of go along with that, or you think of yourself in those terms and kind of buy into that, or how does that work?
Well, yeah, I would say that all of these signs do have an influence on you until you can get yourself out of that influence. And when you start being in the moment, then you're actually basically out of those particular attributes of each individual sign. Remember, the signs are only the dark side telling you how to run your life. That's, you know, the karma, you know, along with many other things. But that's what's happened, is that you're predestined to have a certain life path, and that life path was not determined by you. It's determined by the planets. This is why I do a planetary clearing, where it clears off probably over a couple thousand planets off of you that are courting your energy presenting you with their own particular life path for you, which is not what the divine has ever chosen for you to do. This is what they have chosen, which is the dark side energies.
So basically what we can do then is just do everything we can to stay present in the now and not go into that energy or that mind energy, and just stay with the spirit energy and our connection to the divine in that way.
Yes, the collective consciousness energy is mind energy. And that's what you don't want to ever tap into, because you're dealing with all the thoughts of everyone on this planet, and those thoughts are very, very strong, and those thoughts can cause you physical illness and harm, along with giving you a predetermined life path. So you want to always stay in the moment, where nothing else can affect you. Otherwise, it will affect you as you get off into the different tangents of life, going into the collective consciousness, which is what's basically running our lives until we can understand to get out of it. And most people don't understand that because it's not taught down here. The most obvious thing that everybody knows about is your natal chart and, you know, your horoscope. I add a couple of extra R's to it there for horror. And, you know, you have to realize that, gee, how can I be this creative being from the divine when I have a predetermined life path? You know, it's just the dark side's influences on us. And people don't typically understand that. They think that you're here to make amends, you know, your karmic situations. There's a lot of shows that talk about karma. And they don't understand that there really should be no karma whatsoever. There is, you know, the law of cause and effect, you know, which that energy does bring you things into your life. But if you work with heart energy, it's much more gentler, much more easier to work with. And then it's only going to be love energy coming to you, instead of, you know, being whacked by a 2x4 over the head, you know, or having to deal with other things that are, you know, horrific or psychic attack energy. So basically, once you're in the now, these energies cannot affect you, because you're in the now and you're not running that consciousness into your body to tap into it. So the more you're in the now, in the present moment, you know, it's very hard to have a negative thought. It's not impossible when you're in your heart center, because your heart center doesn't produce and work in negative thought energies. And the negative energies are only in the mind. So this is what you want to be careful of, is to stay out of the mind energy. Your heart energy has a mind of its own too, and that mind energy is far superior to the mind energy, which is what people tap into in mass consciousness here. And that mass consciousness is everything that has ever been recycled here on the earth plane as far as information, which is what people do readings on, quote, the Akashic Records, etc., everything else from what's happened here to extraterrestrial energies. So it's best just to stay in the present moment, stay heart-centered, and get your divinity, you know, inside of yourself, because this is where it is. Don't go outside of yourself. That's the teachings of Jesus. Once you figure that out and you want to stay in the moment, then you're much more relaxed, much calmer, and, you know, you're not running all these energies into you to get yourself upset and to also upset other people. So when you're in the present moment, all you're doing is expressing love energy.
So would you say then that kind of like the being in the present moment and being heart-centered are synonymous with each other?
Yes, uh-huh. That is correct. Yeah, this is why on all the shows we normally drop you down into the heart center. We have that mental body, your awakening consciousness, all those thoughts that you have that's running around inside of your head, dropping that into your heart center. And then they get dampened down, and then you're just strictly in the present moment with your spirit. And then nothing else exists except your spirit energy, which is the divine love energy. And love energy is not a force of will, like what's being taught today with New Age metaphysics. You know, somehow the human race decided to go in that direction. Somehow the dark side decided to bring us into the mind energy very strongly so that we can create things with our mind. And you know, that does work, but what happens is we get into the area of force of will, and then you find your parking place, cause somebody some harm, do a psychic attack on them, and it goes on and on and on. You know, and under, like I said, the same umbrella as your witchcraft and sorcery, black magic, all these things are under force of will energy of mind, which is what's being taught by New Age metaphysics, you know, by them teaching you how to have your thoughts control your reality. And that's not, all that energy is not created by the divine. That's all the dark side energies that we're tapping into. When the ascension time comes, there'll be no more mind energy. This is what gets eliminated. The darkness is mind energy.
Well, it's so interesting because it seems like there's kind of this general idea, at least on Earth, that, you know, mind energy is kind of where it's at as far as a person's power to, you know, either be effective in life or to create the things that they are trying to manifest or what have you. And people think that, you know, because humans have the mind, that they're superior to other life forms. But from what you're saying, it's actually really a hindrance, and it's not where we find our greatest intelligence or our greatest strength, which is in our divinity and in our heart center.
Yes, if you look at nature, we'll say, like flowers, you know, the flowers really, you know, are there, and they're, each one is expressing their love energy. And they're not typically, you know, doing psychic attacks to the flower next to them, making it wilt. You know, they're all displaying their beauty, so we can watch that. And that's something that we may want to, you know, look at. You know, and animals are sort of the same way. You know, naturally some try to eat other ones. But as a general rule, you know, most animals get along with each other because they're not there trying to overpower, overrule, judge something else, you know, and make something else inferior, like what the mind energy does here. So we're all being implanted by the extraterrestrials here on the dark side. And we have to step out of that energy. We have to realize that, yeah, we're being controlled here, like I said, by your horoscope, by this darkness energy, by beings that are far more intelligent than what we are. And we have to be able to get out of this for ascension. And they don't want us to do the ascension, believe me. So this is up to you to take free choice to get into your heart center. And it's not easy to do, especially when you live in the world that we're in here and being controlled so much. But it's your choice. Everybody has a choice, and the choice is up to you.
Well, I would say in my experience, it's very easy to drop into your heart center and to get into the moment, but then it's very hard to stay there all the time because we have all these distractions and energies and things bombarding us, and so it's so easy to slip out of that. So the question is, how do you stay there?
That's a very good question. If you're not around people, you could probably be in it all day long. Go out and sit on maybe, you know, with some trees and just kind of be there. And then you're in heart energy. And, you know, just don't think of any thoughts. And don't draw that energy to you. And then you're going to be very, very peaceful. That's probably why a lot of the, say, monks go out and go to a cave in the mountainside, you know, to get their wisdom. Because hopefully they're staying in their body to talk to their spirit to get that beautiful knowledge. And not going out of their body where they're unprotected and entities come in. But basically, you know, if you're not dealing with people on a one-on-one all the time, then you could probably stay heart-centered quite easily. But still, it's your choice. You know, as you stay in your heart more and more, you may find people around you that can stay in their heart, or you can just tell them to stay in their heart, show them how to do that like we do on this program. And I'm sure that if you lived in like an office situation and you could find people and they wanted to try that, if they would listen to you, then maybe your job would be very, very easy because everybody would not be so competitive. Because the heart just is full of love versus the mind out there. So remember, all of our situations here on this planet are caused by the mind, battle of the minds, some mind trying to overpower another one. You know, just look every day of your life, you know, you're going to see that situation. So, you know, if the heart was running things, you know, this world would be a much better place if it was completely spiritual with heart energy.
Well, it seems like the mind is into judgment, and the heart doesn't judge. It just is there.
Yes, the divine never judges, and that's the difference. This is why we have to shed ourselves of our judgments for the ascension process, because your body's made up of all the judgments of your ancestors, and we want to get those out of ourselves in order to do that. So this is what we have to do, is to purge out, to purify the body, so your spirit can be with you more and live with you more and talk with you more.
So you mentioned a little bit earlier the teachings of Jesus, and it seems like the central teaching that he had was that, you know, the kingdom is within you, not without, and not to go outside of yourself seeking something that isn't available out there, that you need to go within. But those teachings have unfortunately got skewed to where people are praying, you know, to God outside of themselves, and they're looking outside of themselves for salvation.
Yes, so that is correct, yeah.
How does that relate to what we've been talking about being in the now and being heart-centered?
Oh, it's the same thing, you know, like I mentioned, watch the movie 10,000 BC, and you'll see what the gods have done to us, you know. The movie is very nice to watch, maybe not nice to watch, but it'll give you a clue. And just, you know, just look at it with an open mind and realize that every church that has ever been here, anybody praying to any kind of god, whether it be a sun god or, you know, some kind of rock god or crystal god or whatever, praying outside of the, you know, yourself, you're putting energy into something that's being collected by some other life form. And, you know, that movie is, you know, an eye-opener for a lot of people to see what these gods have done to us here. And that's why Jesus mentioned, don't go outside of yourself. You know, the movie is a great example of what's happened to humankind here on this planet by putting your energy into what you think is divine, and it really isn't. I remember, you know, hearing the phrase, you know, people, you know, fearing God. Well, yeah, I could see that, definitely. You know, everybody wants to fear those ETs out there that are sucking your energy and giving you mind control and giving you the horoscope to live by. You know, of course you want to fear God, but that's not the divine energy that's inside of your heart. That's some other alien life form that you're praying to. Don't give your power away. And, you know, it's very obvious once you understand that. And, you know, just watch the people who do that. A lot of times I've seen people going out to events and they're aligned with the dark side, thinking that they're divine, with the divine, aligned with the divine energy. And these people are going down by illnesses, sicknesses, people who work with energies that are not really high spiritual energies or extraterrestrial energies are actually becoming sick because the energies cannot support them. The dark side will kill the ground crew down here. They don't care. They're, you know, everybody is expendable to work for the dark side. So they'll just keep using you over and over again until your body falls apart. And I've seen that with many, many practitioners. I've seen people who work with crystal skulls, and they're actually having problems with their health because, you know, that's another dark energy, and that's not being perpetrated down here by the dark side. You know, the dark side creeps into all businesses, we'll say, and, you know, the clothing manufacturers are bringing out the skulls on T-shirts now, and there's billboards and everything else, and, you know, it's just very, very sad. You know, in the old days, you had the thing for poison where you had a skull with the crossbones on it, which, you know, you go, well, I don't want to touch that. That's very dangerous. Now it's coming on T-shirts. And then you have the ET faces in the clouds. You know, if you have any clouds around you, look up and look for ET faces. They're like skeleton heads. You know, if not, if you don't have skies that have clouds, then rent some movies. You're going to see them all the time. And they're here. They're watching us. And it's up to you to have the consciousness to get out of it, to stay in your heart center. This is your only protection from the divine, or with the divine energies, is to be in your heart. And that's it. Anything outside of yourself is not as powerful as your own spirit. Back to you, Sylvia.
Well, it seems like, you know, so many people that have, you know, taken a look around at the suffering and everything that's gone on here that really, you know, have good intentions and they want to do something about it, and it's so easy to fall into the trap of, you know, doing things to fight against, you know, all this other stuff, or to put your energy into like a group, you know, energy to heal the earth or any of those kinds of things. And it just doesn't work, like you said, to put your energy outside of yourself, because you don't know where it's going. If everyone just, you know, on the planet sat down and, you know, went within and connected to their own divinity, it seems like all of the stuff that's been going on would be over.
Yes, that is correct, yeah. And, you know, what we have in most of the war, especially, you know, in the Middle East, you know, we have religions, people believe in a few phrases or whatever, wanting to kill other people because it's written down to do that. You know, it's very, very sad. And yet they're believing this God energy, channelings of whatever. And it's just, you know, very, very sad that they're not going to their heart. And they're bringing up into their genetic makeup from the past, maybe the pain and the traumas. You know, remember, history recycles itself continuously, and your body will kill itself to get well. So you get somebody, we'll just say like a, I'll just give an example here, very negative, but we'll say a suicide bomber, okay? Well, what's actually inside of them, inside of their genetics? Maybe a few hundred years ago or so, maybe 1,000 years ago, maybe their ancestry, somebody did that. Maybe somebody got killed. And now they're holding this grudge, and all of a sudden this lifetime, this grudge comes up because they haven't worked on themselves enough to be in love energy. So all of a sudden now they're prone to have this energy come to them from somebody outside talking to them about, well, we should go kill these Israelis or whatever, or Americans, or whoever that the person would be, or group of people, because they don't believe the way we do. So right away they're being activated by their genetic cellular memory. And right away, up pops this awful hurt that's stored inside of them. And they don't even know where it came from, because you're living in their past instantly in the present moment, because your body wants to heal that. And so they feel this is right, and this is what they do. And it's just very, very sad, you know, of what's happening to humanity, to have even one life lost here. Because the spirits come in to actually help to save the body, and these people, I'm sure, their eyes are all glossed over from entities anyway. But that's kind of the way it is here, and it's just sad how religions have killed so many people here on this planet. So back to you, Sylvia.
Well, before we go any further, I just wanted to make an announcement before we forget or we run out of time. That is that the Friday night show is going to be changing times as of this coming Friday, 2 days from now. We will be broadcasting on Station 2 instead of Station 1, and that's going to start, everything on Station 2 starts 5 minutes before the hour. So instead of coming on at 9 p.m. Pacific time like we normally do on Friday nights, we'll be on 5 minutes before 7 p.m. Pacific time. So for all of those of you that are in the East Coast, it'll be 5 minutes before 10 p.m. So you can just click on Station 2 instead of Station 1, and you'll see how that works. But we'll be on just like we normally are, just 3 hours earlier. Well, 3 hours and 5 minutes. So hopefully that, no, I'm sorry, 2 hours and 5 minutes earlier. So hopefully that'll make it easier for everyone in the East Coast to not have to stay up till midnight to hear the program. So anyway, back over to you, and maybe we can just kind of turn the conversation to the healings, some of the healings that you do that help people prepare for the ascension, help them to be able to release the densities out of their bodies, the judgments, and so on, which makes it so much easier to get heart-centered and to be in the present moment and to stay in that wonderful space of love energy. So would you like to do some sample healings today?
Sure, let's do the emotional clearing. That is what needs to be done first for all the sessions that I do. And this heals your, basically the trauma out of your body. It's probably about a 95% healing for almost everybody. Some people need to go a little deeper, but basically this is like the silver bullet. So over that 5 days, this heals your spirit, which is very, very important. All healings have to be, in order to have a complete healing, you have to have your spirit healed first. That's the conduit for healing. If your spirit isn't healing or isn't healed, you will not have a healing. So here we go. We're going to go 5 days in the past here. So here we go. Emotional clearing. So 5 days ago, cleared. 4 days cleared. 3 days cleared. 2 days cleared. Today cleared. Or yesterday cleared and today cleared. And we'll do a feeling body. That was the emotional clearing. Feeling body, 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today's cleared. And you should feel your body changing energy a little bit here. Look upon a situation that you dealt with within the last 5 days, and it should be pretty much resolved, released from you. So just take maybe a minute to do that. I'll put some music on so you can experience this healing process here. And the healing basically is somewhere between 80 to 90% completed. The lightship has to have your whole lifetime to make it 100%. But what is done is completed. another sample healing here. And I do these healings mainly because if you actually sense a change in your body, which most people will, this is a great indication that you need this type of healing. And what I'll do next is a planetary healing. And this will take you out of some of the cording energy that these planets are giving you. Remember, this is your horoscope. And nobody wants to be controlled, typically. And the planets are doing that to you. Remember, this is energies that the ETs have chosen to use through the planets to control your life here. Like I say, we're living in a prison planet, and we need to get out of this situation. And the more information you have, and the more clearings that you have to get out of it, the better off your life is going to be. So here we go. And it's quite interesting. I talked to some of the people who do astrology, and they just don't get it. They don't understand that they're helping people, and which is good. But they don't believe that we're actually being controlled. It's very interesting to have a conversation with some of these people. So anyway, I'll just switch gears here. So here we go. We'll do 10 planets. Remember, there's probably a couple thousand of them, if not more, attaching to you. Think of a spot on your body that you have problems with, aches or pains or whatever. And we'll see if this cord that's connected to you in that area, which is probably being done by the planet sucking your energy out of you, will give you some relief here. Here we go. Planet number 10 released, 9 released, 8 released, 7 released, 6 released, 5 released, 4 released, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, I'll put the music on again, and you know, you might want to walk around, see how you feel, because you might actually feel this energy leaving you, and you may have a sense of maybe more balance, less pain in your body. And again, stretch and twist, and just see what's happening. Not only are these energies coming to you causing maybe physical pain in your body, they're also bringing in a special consciousness to you, probably against your free will naturally, and you may have this energy coming to you just like entities would be to take you, take your thoughts and change them for you so that you're not fully conscious, and that's how they control you also. So many things happen with these energies. We'll do a parallel life clearing now, and here we go. First lifetime, these are also negative things you shouldn't be experiencing. So you can check on the other shows if you want about parallel lives. They're the dark side creations that you're going into when you're not here. Remember, you're not here all the time just like you're here. You want to get out of those manifestations of the dark side. So, 10 lifetime released, 9 released, 8 released, 7 released, 6 released, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And again, you may have felt a surge of energy in your body as your spirit gets returned to you from these parallel lifetimes. And again, they're very, very damaging. And there can be, again, a couple thousand or more of these here. So these two clearings are very, very good to have, along with the emotional clearing. So we'll put some music on again. And enjoy your freedom here from 10 lifetimes, from the darkness, and here we go. bringing the energy of Jesus to the light being right now. So just sit back and relax and enjoy this energy coming through. Bringing the energy of Mother Mary. Bring in the three M's, Archangel Michael, Melchizedek, and Metatron. Just sit with this energy here. It's very beautiful. And if you notice on the creation website page here, underneath the light beam, we have the two listen live buttons, one for station one and one for station two. That will help you navigate you into the right location too if you just happen to go on the site. And again, if you're in the back east area, just think of the same time anywhere as the Wednesday show and the Friday show are the same times, except Friday's 5 minutes earlier. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, well, wow, what wonderful energies. You know, when you were talking about the parallel lives, I really realized, you know, just how difficult it would be to just completely be in the present moment if you have part of your spirit energy stuck in parallel lives.
Yes, and they can bring back entities too to you, so parallel lives are basically no good.
So from
you don't want to try to understand them or work through them, or integrate them, they should not be with you. Remember, the light only has one life in the now. You're not a multi-dimensional being. You have one life in your current incarnation, wherever that would be, and that is it. You can go out to the universe after you're out of this lifetime here, typically, or wherever you have chosen to go to. But, you are only living one life in the now, period. So there's a lot of misinformation out there with New Age metaphysics, false channelings, information that's not correct. And when you think of that, a multidimensional being, that normally indicates that you're out in the universe playing around everywhere, which allows you to go out of your body more to try to figure out where you are. And that's the dark side information allowing you to do that, giving you permission to go looking. The same with meditations. When people give you a guided meditation, instance, at the very end of it, they say, well, be here now, you know, come back into your body. You know, they should tell you, don't go out of your body. Just stay in your heart center and get your information. You don't need to be guided, just guide you down into the heart center. You know, a five-minute meditation is perfect. That's all that you need to get your guidance. Not, you know, a half an hour to an hour like some people do. Because otherwise you're just doing stress release and you're out of your body typically. Remember, when you're not home, who is? Who's protecting, you know, your physical body? Entities come into you, then you're worse off, you know, when you come back home. So, and you're probably out in parallel lives. So it's very dangerous. Back to you, Sylvia. You want to always be in your body.
Well, it sounds like it's all about, you know, being in wholeness and having all of your divine energy present with you, not scattered about the universe. And that parallel life clearing is just wonderful. So is that something that anybody can do? Do you need to do a bunch of other clearings first before you have that, or is that something most people can do with you right away?
I normally recommend having, you know, the first one, the emotional clearing, but yes, I could do the parallel life one first if that's needed. And the cost for that is $200. And it takes you out of all these lives that you should not be in. Remember, you're here to, or I'm here to help you get into your body with your spirit, and that's the most needed thing that you need to do. And at some point, hopefully, we'll find somebody who would, you know, like to sponsor me, and I can go out to large conferences, convention centers, etc., and we'll have a lot of healings done when that time comes about. So that's what I'm hoping for in the near future here, so we can work with many, many people and have healings so they can get into the now and do the ascension process. Back to you, Sylvia.
Well, we have a few more minutes left. Earlier on the fast chat, we had a listener who was talking about having the Master 4-in-1 clearing with you. I don't know if everyone that's on the fast chat knows what that is, or everyone who's listening. So that's a wonderful clearing, and it'd be great to talk about that for a few minutes.
Yeah, the 4-in-1 clearing, you have to have enough of your spiritual energy with you and get rid of some of the judgments that you're carrying. You know, these densities inside of your body. So what I normally require, or what your twin flame requires, actually, is for you to get rid of a lot of these densities that would allow it to come back to you. Remember, the dark side severed the connection to your twin flame and also severed your home base energy from you. So once you have these clearings, which is the 4-in-1, you're able to feel more complete inside of yourself. You actually feel full, like you had a full meal. You're not needy any longer, typically. And, you know, you have instant guidance because your twin flame can be reconnected with you. And it just depends, you know, how dense you are. Remember, your twin flame, like your own spirit, that does not want to come into density. And it can't stay with you for a long time if it does, because it'll get wounded itself. So everything is love energy. So what the 4-in-1 session does, the cost on that is $150. And what that does, we take you out of basically 13 planets, the major ones that are controlling you here. Although the planetary clearing gets rid of, you know, a lot more of those. But basically, that's part of the clearing. The next part is your home base energy. And that's where you would go to after each incarnation. When you're created out the source energy, you have to go somewhere, and that's what we call your home base energy.
So that's now, like being reconnected to your true spiritual family?
Yes, that's your true spiritual family. You all have the same frequency. So down here they call it your soul family. People are looking for soulmates. Well, your true spiritual family is on your home base energy. It's not here. So the dark side created that for you as they held you captive here. And so that's part of the clearing. You're connected back to that energy. You're connected to your twin flame. You know what it looks like, how it's incarnated, what type of being it's in. And a lot of people resonate to both the planetary energy of how it looks, feels, and also the twin flame energy also people relate to, you know, very easily. Those two make you feel whole and complete. And then the last part, the fourth part of the healing, is we take you out of the karmic cycle loop here. And you're disconnected completely from all of your spiritual contracts and agreements. These normally are almost always negative for you, because your spirit is choosing for you how to heal your body. And because we don't understand it, the body normally gets put into situations that can cause you physical harm. You know, so you're responsible then to heal your body, to understand the clues that your body's telling you. And it takes you out of the psychic loop here, or the karmic loop, I mean, of reincarnation. So then you're free to actually leave here. But the main thing is you don't have these setups and agreements from people and betrayals, etc., losing things, getting in a car accident. You know, that, you know, everybody has had situations to where they know it's a spiritual setup. And they wonder, why, how did that ever happen to me? I did this thing 5 times so far, and now I'm doing it over again. How come? Why? Well, that's because your spirit is forcing you to do these situations because of the dark side forcing your spirit to do it for you. And when you have free choice, then you're able to get out of this karmic loop. But you have to be able to understand that you can heal your body with your spirit, and then you're out of the reincarnation process here. And this is what the 4-in-1 does. It's a very, very powerful healing. And the healing is just very, very nice for everybody. Back to you, Sylvia.
Well, I can say it's just really a wonderful, wonderful clearing to have. All four of those sections are so amazing. And that twin flame clearing is just so brilliant. If you think about how so many people here, you know, searching and searching, and especially in relationships, and never finding the wholeness that they're looking for, and that twin flame connection, to have that reestablished and permanently, you know, put there, is just wonderful. It's so, such a gift.
Yep, and the twin flame is your other half. Remember, you're only half here. The dark side did not allow you to have all of your spiritual energy here. And then they took the half that's here and strung you out into parallel lifetimes. So you definitely want to have your twin flame with you. And that's your spiritual backup also, and intelligence that you need in your heart center, along with your home-based energy. And you get guidance from that also. And you can go there whenever you choose to. Once that connection is made for you, then, you know, your whole life changes.
Well, this has been a wonderful hour with you, Ron, and beautiful healings. We're out of time for tonight, but thank you so much for being with us, and all this wonderful teaching as well as the healing. So it's just great to have this. And I don't know very many places right now where you can get this kind of straight talk about what's really going on. And it's just wonderful to have this. So thank you to BBS, too, if you're listening, Seth and Don and the crew at BBS. Thank you so much. And thank you to all of you who are tuning in, and blessings to all of you. We'll see you Friday. Again, it will be on Station 2 at 5 minutes before 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. So good night, and blessings to all of you.
Hey, blessings to all of you, and have a wonderful evening.